the Rookie of the Year Award, an award given to the best first-year player in the American and National League. The first Rookie of the Year Award winner was actually the legendary Jackie Robinson, who won the inaugural award all the way back in 1947 after hitting .297 with an .810 OPS. Some modern-day stars to win the award include Shohei Ohtani, Acuna Jr., Bryce Harper, and even Mike Trout. Not every Rookie of the Year Award winner is forever immortalized into the lore of MLB history, though. Like, for example, if you aren't a Rays fan, could you remember that Jeremy Hellickson won the AL Rookie of the Year Award in 2011? Or, if you weren't a Cubs fan, could you tell me that Giovanni Soto won the award in the National League back in 2008? While both of those seasons are great stories that very likely will be covered on this show in the near future, today, we're actually going to go down south all the way to Florida and relive Chris Coughlin's 2009 NL Rookie of the Year season.
To right, deep, Joyce back at the wall, gone! Chris Coughlin! Well, he got an off-speed pitch. He had seen enough of him, and he drills it out of here. Coughlin's first homer of the season. And the resurgence continues.
Well, what a nice game. What a nice series.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast, the show where we take those pretty good players from days gone by and shine a spotlight on their time in the MLB. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to check out previous episodes as well as look out for new ones. I typically put out two episodes a week. The one you're hearing now is a midweek mini episode where we pick a single season or moment, and what we do with it is we go into it in depth, and on weekends we choose a player and we cover their entire career. If you want to help out the show in a completely free way, be sure to check the link in the description of this episode. It'll lead you to the Underdog Newsletter, a completely free sports newsletter that comes out with new inspirational articles every Sunday morning. It's completely free to subscribe, and it really helps out the show, so thank you so much, guys. Enough of the small talk, though. It's a great day to talk baseball, so let's sit back, relax, and reminisce on Chris Coughlin's 2009 Rookie of the Year season. Chris Coughlin was born on June 18, 1985 in Rockville, Maryland. He was originally drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks out of high school in the 18th round of the 2003 MLB draft, but Coughlin opted not to sign with them and instead attend the University of Mississippi. After playing college baseball, Coughlin was able to level up his draft stock and was selected by the Florida Marlins with a 36th pick in the first round of the 2006 MLB draft. Coughlin was impressive in the minor leagues, often hitting above .280 and showing an ability to get on base as well as avoid striking out. Once the 2009 baseball season came around, Chris was 24 years old and opening up the season in AAA. He'd remain there for the first month of the season, hitting an impressive .344 with a .970 OPS. Without anything left to really prove in the minor leagues, the Marlins decided to promote Coughlin up to the big league club. On May 8, 2009, Chris Coughlin would make his major league debut and kick off an amazing rookie season. On this day in baseball history, the 16-14 Florida Marlins would be taking on the 11-17 Colorado Rockies. The game was in Colorado at Coors Field, and a pretty big crowd of 27,398 would be in the stands to witness a future Rookie of the Year jumpstart his career. On this amazing day in baseball history, the Marlins rolled out a lineup of Emilio Bonifacio leading off and playing third base, Chris Coughlin, the man of the hour, making his major league debut and batting second, playing second base, Hanley Ramirez, the GOAT, hit third and played shortstop, Jorge Cantu hit cleanup and played first base, John Baker did the catching and hit fifth, Cody Ross hit sixth and played right field, Jeremy Hermedia hit seventh and played left field, Alfredo Amezaga hit eighth and played center field, and hitting last and getting the start on the bump was Ricky Nolasco. For the Rockies, they went with a lineup of Seth Smith leading off and left, Troy Tulowitzki, another GOAT, playing shortstop and batting second, Hall of Famer Todd Helton hit third and played first base, Ryan Spielborgs hit cleanup and played center field, Brad Houp hit fifth and played right field, Chris Iannetta did the catching and hit sixth, Ian Stewart played third and hit seventh, Clint Barnes hit eighth and played second base, and getting the start as well as hitting last was pitcher Jason Hammel. So because Chris Coughlin was hitting second and the Marlins were the away team, he'd get a chance to make an impact with the big league club right away. After Emilio Bonifacio led off the inning by striking out swinging, Coughlin would stroll to the plate for his first ever major league at bat. His first major league hit would unfortunately elude him, as he would strike out looking on the fifth pitch of his first ever at bat. Coughlin's next at bat on his MLB debut would come in the top of the third, and it went a lot better than his first at bat did. He would wind up walking on five pitches, reaching base for the first time in his MLB career. He'd wind up making it to second base thanks to a Hanley Ramirez single. Unfortunately though, he'd be stranded there due to Jorge Cantu striking out and John Baker grounding out to end the inning. Chris Coughlin would come up to bat for the third time in his career with Jason Hammel still on the mound in the top of the fifth inning. After working the count to 2-0, Coughlin got a pitch he liked and he hit a single to center field for his first career MLB hit.
See if Bonifacio is going. He's not. Line drive. Pass to diving Barmas. And Bonifacio had to see that through, so he'll stop at second.
It only took him three at-bats to do so. A few batters later, Coughlin would be able to score his first career run off of a John Baker single. This would help extend the Marlins' lead in the game to 6-3. Chris Coughlin would get two more at-bats in his debut, one in the top of the sixth and a final at-bat coming in the top of the eighth. In the sixth inning, he'd strike out swinging, but in the eighth inning, he'd manage another single, this time off of reliever Manny Corpus. Coughlin did strike out twice in his debut, but he also got two hits. So overall, it was a largely successful first crack at the major leagues. The Marlins would even go on to win the game 8-3. On May 13, 2009, in a game against the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Coughlin managed his first career MLB homer. It was a two-run shot off of pitcher Braden Looper in the bottom of the first inning.
Answer to Matt Gamble. He hammers that one deep right center field. And Coughlin sends one out of here. A two-run home run. This kid has come to the big leagues and has opened up some eyes with his bat. That's his first major league home run and his third big league hit.
By the time Coughlin's first month in the show is over, he's actually struggling quite a bit, hitting only .212 with a .657 OPS. In 66 at-bats for the month, he only managed 14 hits while also striking out 14 times. He wasn't afraid to take his walks though, drawing 15 of them, which helped his on-base percentage to be at .354. June would roll around and Coughlin started to heat up. He hits .294 for the month with a .770 OPS. He managed to improve in just about every offensive category. One thing to look out for this month compared to his last was his doubles. In May, he only hit one, but in June, he managed to hit eight of them. So some extra base hits are starting to fall for Coughlin, something that I'm sure was very welcome for him. A highlight for Coughlin's June would come on June 12th in a win against the Toronto Blue Jays. Chris would record his first ever four-hit game, going 4-for-5 with a double. He'd also have a three-hit game in a June 21st win against the New York Yankees. He'd also score three runs in that game too. Even though July saw Coughlin record six multi-hit games, it just wasn't as successful of a month as June was. He hit .231 on the month with an OPS of .662. At the All-Star break, Chris Coughlin is hitting .245 with only two homers, 15 RBIs, and an OPS of .677. Now obviously for anyone who isn't aware of Chris Coughlin's final numbers on the year, you look at Chris Coughlin's stats through the All-Star break and you're probably thinking, wait, he really won Rookie of the Year hitting in the 240s with an OPS below 700? Well guys, just sit back and listen because as the dog days of summer rolled around, Chris Coughlin got hot and he got hot quick. So August comes and Chris Coughlin, no lie, becomes Ted Williams Jr. Okay, maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but he did crush it, hitting .385 with an OPS that cleared 1,000. This was an insane month for Chris. He totaled season highs in homers with 4, as well as RBIs with 18. This amazing month raised his season batting average from .252 at the end of July, all the way to .296 by the end of August. His .707 OPS turned into an .814 OPS by the month's end as well. He turned a somewhat mediocre season into a borderline elite one, all in the span of about 30 days. In August, Coughlin set the Marlins record for consecutive multi-hit games when he did it 8 times in a row. His 41 August hits was also the most for a rookie since Hall of Famer Todd Helton had 45 all the way back in the summer of 1998. To finish off the season in September and early October, fans and people within the Marlins organization may have expected Coughlin's hot bat to slow down some. Instead, though, it might have gotten even better, and that's no lie. In 31 games played between all of September and early October, Coughlin performed at a pace pretty much unheard of for rookies of any era of the game. He got 136 at-bats and swung it to the tune of a stellar 390 batting average with a 950 OPS. With his 50 hits during this month of action combined with his 41 from August, Coughlin became the first rookie ever with back-to-back 40-hit months and the first MLB player, rookie or not, to do so since Ichiro did it all the way back in 2004. Coughlin would finish off the season in elite fashion, and because of this, his stats looked incredible. Chris Coughlin would play in 128 games during 2009 and get 504 at-bats. He'd hit 321, which was first for all rookies and 6th in the National League, with 9 homers, 47 RBIs, 162 hits, 31 doubles, and an OPS of 850. Something I found most impressive about Coughlin's amazing rookie season was his platoon splits. Against righties, he had 371 at-bats and hit 324 with an OPS of 863. And against lefties, he received 133 at-bats and was still great, hitting 316 off of southpaws with an 814 OPS. When he played at home during his rookie season, he was actually slightly worse than he was when playing outside of Florida. At home, don't get me wrong, he was still pretty good, hitting 294 with a 774 OPS. But when he was playing in away games, he was crushing it, hitting 348 with an OPS of 926. Another area Coughlin flourished in was with two outs and runners in scoring position. He was great and typically always reliable for productivity. In 48 plate appearances in this scenario, he hit 308 with an 873 OPS, and that's amazing to be able to perform for your team with that much pressure on you. That's something that just not everyone can do. Overall, with runners in scoring position, no matter how many outs there was, he was phenomenal as well, batting a nice 352 with one homer, 35 RBIs, and an OPS of 925. Overall, the 2009 Marlins were by no means a bad team. In fact, they were pretty good, finishing at 87-75, good enough for second place in the NL East, but not good enough to make the playoffs. Even though the team wasn't very successful, Coughlin still received proper recognition, placing first in NL Rookie of the Year voting. He managed to beat out the likes of Jay Happ, the late Tommy Hansen, and even Andrew McCutchen. This season by Coughlin was so good, they even received slight MVP consideration. That's right, he got MVP votes, finishing in a tie for 28th, which is last place, with reliever Jeremy Affeldt and Brad Houp. Coughlin would go on to play in parts of 9 seasons in the MLB with the Marlins, Cubs, Blue Jays, and Oakland Athletics. He was a serviceable and pretty productive player who had a good run with the Cubs, especially during 2014 and 2015, but he never quite got to the level that he reached in 2009. Nevertheless, though, he was still a very good player and certainly worthy of recognition, and his 2009 Rookie of the Year winning season was a pretty good season that should never ever be forgotten by baseball fans anywhere at any time. Well, guys, that was the story of Chris Coughlin's 2009 NL Rookie of the Year winning season. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, if you don't mind maybe leaving the show a 5-star review, checking out old episodes, anything like that helps the show. You can also click the link in the description and use your email for free to sign up to the Underdog newsletter. That also helps me out a ton. I just love talking baseball, and I'm so happy that you guys give me a platform and a chance to do it because it's my favorite thing to do on this whole earth. Thank you guys so much. I hope you're having a great week. Look out for a new episode dropping either Saturday or Sunday. I think it's going to be Saturday. I'm excited for that one. We're going to cover another pretty good player just like we always do. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting the show. I hope your rest of your week and the start of your weekend, your whole weekend, is great, not just pretty good. Anyway, this has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. Thank you so much, guys. See you next time.
Driven out into deep right center. Eaton going back after it. It's gone! And that is a big 3-run homer for Coughlin.